turn to other things to satisfy our desires. And this morning, we choose to repent of that and to acknowledge that you alone can satisfy, that our souls long for you, that any desire we sense ultimately can only be fulfilled in you, and any attempts to satisfy it any other way is in vain. And so, Lord, this morning as we come here not to go through motions and check off religious lists, but we come here to encounter you because we need you, Lord. So we ask that you would meet us here, allow us to encounter you afresh, and just give us eyes to see what you're doing here in our midst today. In Jesus' name, amen.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship. Desire, and I long to worship.
Open up the heavens, open up the floodgates, a mighty river.
we could have a few people just lift up prayers expressing that longing for the Lord. Psalm 84, verses 1 to 2, says, "How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty! My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God." Lord, we long for you, and we acknowledge that all of our praises are fueled by your glory. So as we praise you this morning, Lord, would you bring to mind the times that we have encountered your glory, and even bless us with fresh revelations of your glory this morning. Be enthroned upon our praises, Jesus. Amen.
Jesus, this
die for our redemption, whose resurrection means I'll rise. There isn't time enough to sing of all you've done, but I have eternity to try.
Yes, Lord Jesus, we offer you all of the praise, all of the glory and the honor this morning and every day, Lord. It is a joy and a privilege to worship you, to praise you. Lord, we know that we are only able to do that because of your grace, because of your blood inviting us into an intimate relationship with you. So Lord, may we never take that for granted, but each day may we worship you joyfully in spirit and in truth. So Lord, come and dwell with your people. Come have your way in our hearts, in our lives, and in this service. Would you lead us deeper into your will as we look into your word today? And we thank you in advance for all that you will speak. We ask that you would continue to just prepare our hearts to receive all that you are pouring out. And we pray this in your beautiful name, Jesus. Amen.